Well, a bunch of land behind Eureka should soon come into county property. However, there's been a holdup, which is what?
Well, you know, the stars have really aligned for state and federal funding to be used to acquire this land, and it's proposed to become a community forest. So it would be a working forest that would be open for public access and recreation. There's been three funding sources for this first phase of acquisition, and two have already allocated their funds for a total of $2.2 million. And then the third source was the State Wildlife Conservation Board for almost $4.5 million. And they have meetings every quarter, and we had been thinking that they were going to have their meeting to approve their funding in December, and then that got pushed to February. And then we just got word in the last few days that it got pushed to May. And the reason is a technicality on the appraisal. And, you know, the state looks at appraisals very closely to make sure that public funds are being used appropriately. And, you know, the challenge on a property like this is doing the comparative market analysis, you know, essentially running the comps to value the land, because there's just not many examples of anything close to being comparable. So that just caused some delays in getting an appraisal that meets state standards. So it shouldn't jeopardize the likelihood of that funding be available. It's just pushing it back. But in reality, I think it's actually a fortunate delay.
Yeah. When we talked about this earlier, you said that you were not crushed by this setback.
No, in fact, I was relieved. And to explain that, you know, we gave a detailed update to the Board of Supervisors on December 17th and talked about just all the various considerations that are going into, you know, the county contemplating accepting this property to own and manage as a community forest. And, you know, really, I think the benefits in terms of quality of life and benefits to the public are immense. It needs to have a viable financial plan, and we're still working on developing that, you know, looking at what it's going to cost to manage and maintain and develop, and then, you know, how's that going to be funded? And what's a challenge is that it's a long-term enterprise, and it's a large undertaking. And so we're still working on putting the pieces together. And so this extra time is very welcome.
So if we break this down into lay terms, could we say that since the forest is it's been logged back there? I mean, there are a couple of, I believe, of old growth trees in there, but generally speaking, it's been logged. Is it that the trees are not mature enough for harvest, and or that there are not enough trees ready for harvest to kickstart the cash?
What's really unique about a community forest is that it has that if it, you know, stays as a working forest, then it can provide revenue through timber harvest. Arcata has shown that can work. You know, there are two issues comparing McKay with Arcata. Number one, Arcata has a larger land base. So they've actually got, you know, they're up to over 2,300 acres now.
Oh, wow.
So they're over double the size of what's proposed for phase one for McKay. And number two, it is true that there are younger stands on McKay. So there's actually stands that can yield a profitable harvest in the short term, but in reality, it'd be better to let them grow and postpone harvest. Then it'll be more economical. There'll be larger trees. It'll be more efficient. And so there's kind of two issues, the time frame and then just the overall land base. And so you know, I do see a need where we're going to, for some supplemental funding to help with a lot of just the initial costs of access points and trails. And so we're building that plan. I've asked TPL to look for some additional sources on their end. I think there's going to be a need for some community donations. And then I think, you know, the county will we'll see if there's a way that we can commit some county funding. But I think all those three components are going to need to come together.
And if people are listening and you're wondering what we're talking about, we've got Hank Seaman on. He is with the County Public Works Department, and he is trying to shepherd this Green Diamond land into the county's hands. And in doing so, we're going to make Arcadis Community Forest look, we're going to do it better. That's what I think. However, if you are a silviculturist or an economist and you want to read more about that, there is a page that the county has put up about the McKay Tract, and one of the latest postings on that page is a updated cash flow analysis of potential timber management options. So if that is your thing, you can go over there and read that. Now, speaking of silviculturists, there were a lot of foresters and the like who spoke at this last county meeting about the McKay Tract, and there was a broad range of opinions. And one of the other things that came out of that meeting is that it seems like volunteerism is going to play a big part in this. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Really, it's inherent in the definition of a community forest that the community is involved. And that involvement extends to having input on, management objectives and decision making. But I think it's also inherent that it applies to on the groundwork and helping develop trails, helping with the upkeep, and helping with the resource management. And that, one of the benefits of that is that people develop a connection to the land, and they really have a sense of ownership and, attachment, and they value it and they want to protect it. And, we're seeing that there's a lot of interest in volunteerism for McKay, and people are saying, how can we help? And so over the next month or two, we're going to try to start to organize and get a handle of that level of support, because I think that to be able to factor that into our plan and to be able to tell the story of how community involvement and volunteer work is going to help, I think that will be key to the overall story.
Well, you don't have to look far for examples. Just across the river from us, the Fortuna Watershed Stewards Program, they're doing the tree planting. They always get a ton of volunteers out for that. Friends of the Dunes, they get volunteers out every week. Also, I believe it was it Reese Hughes at the meeting? And he does a lot of mobilizing of volunteers for the Arcata Community Forest. Is there any way that people who are listening now who plan on committing some time to help, make these trails a reality back behind Eureka in the McKay Tract, can they get in touch with you, or is there a way that they can sort of stand and be counted for your plans?
My response to that is stay tuned.
Okay.
And let's say within the next month or so, we will all work with Reese, and we will organize a way that we can, I would love to get a head count of people who would commit to participating in some fashion. And we don't need to get into the specifics, but just a head count of that interest, I think, is it 20 people? Is it 200 people? Is it more? I think that'd be really good.
All right. Well, so let's just recap this here. You had three funders. Two of them came through. The third got pushed back from February to May, right?
Yes.
And this is not at all a bad thing. In fact, you are kind of relieved about it because it allows a little bit more breathing room for solidifying the plans and getting the finances as good as they can possibly be, so that we can lock this thing up. We about cover it?
It does. And I would say, the next step is if we can develop a financial plan that we can support at the staff level, that we would like to, prepare that in a report, get that out on the street, and then have a public meeting and hear people's input on it. And then following that, we would go to the Board of Supervisors. And, ultimately, it's going to be the board's decision whether to accept this land as to be a community forest.
Hank Seaman, thank you so much for your time. And if people want to follow up on the McKay Tract project, they just go over to the county's website, and they'll see a link that goes right to it. Thank you so much, Hank.
You're welcome, Mike.